Rural roads also came under review and were upgraded during the 1960s and 70s. Steve Dunlop, Policy and Strategy Manager of the Infrastructure Maintenance Branch, provides an insight into the changes.
What we built a generation ago may now not be suitable. The role of that road may have changed considerably since that time. Whole industries have sprung up, you know, particularly when you look at things like logging roads, where you get huge volumes of logging trucks. These little narrow roads we built are now suffering greatly. One, they're breaking up because they were never designed for it. Two, the site distance is unsafe in many spots. You know, they come around a corner and suddenly there's a logging truck in front of you. There's grade, there's inclines which make it difficult for them, which is costing a lot. Now, for one truck every now and then, it didn't matter. But if you've got a lot of trucks, then having steep hills and down is both unsafe and costs the operators money. So, you know, we're having to rethink our roads. Mm. But at the time they were built, like building the access road into Tumbarumba, which was built in the, you know, sealing that road from Tumut, was done in the mid-60s, hasn't been touched since. But at that time, there was a railway line into Tumbarumba and Batlow, and all the produce went in and out of the railway line. The railway line hasn't worked since probably, I think it stopped in the mid-70s. So ever since then, there's been increasing trucks coming on that road. The road wasn't ever designed or built to do that. Now, you go back a generation, although we say we designed them, often they were designed by the people in the field, by us standing there thinking, we'll put one of those in. Although the plan says that, we actually don't like that plan, we'll do it ourselves and change the plan, which is what they paid us to do. If it didn't look. Now I think we're much more professional and everything's done by the books. So our designs are, much more rigorous, I think.
In the 1980s, there was an influx of funds from the government of the day to upgrade and complete a number of major arterial roads. At the time, Steve Levitt, who's now the manager of the National Blackspot Program, worked on finishing construction on the M4 motorway, which had already been designed and partly constructed by a firm of private consultants.
I was out there as the little resident designer sitting on there doing instant design, and as things happened, and fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants stuff. One of the bridges there we found out was built out of line and low, so everything was out of whack. Meanwhile, we have truckloads full of gravel, and we had this coming in, and we had these big auto-grade machines which come through and shave it off as to the right level that we wanted, and we suddenly found out we were going to the wrong level. So I sat in the office calculating madly, and we had a bloke in a car, one of the field hands in a car, running back and forwards to a series of surveyors we had already set up out there who were re-surveying the string line while I did the calculations, and we ran them out piece by piece in front of the machine as it came down the road.
Environmental, heritage and other social issues are today an integral part of the road design process, as senior road designers Mick Mancone and John Vickery observe.
We got involved in designing a weir out of what they call the Kurnell Wetland. And it's for migratory birds. What happened, these migratory birds used to go to some wetlands at Eve Street, which is near Mascot. And when they built the M5 East, some of that wetlands was reduced because they needed to bridge the M5 East over it. Now, as compensation, there was another area of wetland out at Kurnell, which was actually a disused sand pit. So the exercise was to fill some of this pit in to allow some new mudflats for these migratory birds to go and feed. We had advice from a fauna expert, and he reckoned that we needed to provide a situation where some part of the day the mudflats were exposed but moist, needed to be covered with water at other parts of the day to re-nourish whatever these birds feed on, worms or whatever. And so it was a rise and fall situation, and this weir was meant to control that.
were involved in designing the viaduct from Harris Street through past the fish markets to join up with the proposed Anzac Bridge. What was going to happen is the light rail was going to be removed, and that's where the motorway was going to go many years ago. That was one proposal. Now, all the headstocks that were coming across near the government printers there to Harris Street were all tilted and built in the direction that it was going to send it across that way. Now, what we had to do when that scheme was abandoned and they looked at putting the Glebe Island project, or a new Glebe Island bridge in, it was then to turn around. So we had to redesign the crossfall for those headstocks. They had to be taken off, new ones put on, and we put that around to come down past the fish markets and join up with the new Glebe Island bridge. Now that involved negotiations with the railways because they said we're still going to use that line, but they didn't know whether they were going to use it as a freight line or light rail. With the Glebe Island Bridge, there was a full street of terrace houses that got up in arms about the fact that we were going to be putting the viaduct across in front of them. We said, well, we're going to be landscaping, we're going to be doing this, that and everything else. The effect is not going to be that bad. I'd agree with you, and the whole street went up for sale. But that was one incident that caused us a little bit of concern. I mean, anybody who worked for the road authority at the time that had anything to do with that project, we were bad news. I mean, everything was very, very tight there. There was a flour mill up in Allen Street, and the viaduct came that close to the flour mill, and I mean this close to the flour mill, that we actually had to cut a notch out of the concrete on the viaduct to get it in.